السلام عليك يا أبو عبد الله. Blood Venture.
The season of the Prophet's resembler. The first in the battlefield was Tariq ibn Kathir, having been promised the rule of Mosul, but he returned headless. His brother wanted vengeance for him, and he returned in half. His son entered the battlefield, and only his horse returned, and whoever else entered it had died. Ali Akbar fought the enemies in such a way that none anymore dared to enter the battlefield. Ali ibn Tawus, one of the great scholars of the Shia, has said that when all the companions of Imam Hussein had been martyred and none remained except for himself and his family, Ali Akbar, the most handsome of the people, excited the camp and sought consent to fight from his father. He just gave permission without saying anything. This wasn't a companion or a son of a sibling anymore, that the Imam could say, "Don't go and stay." This was his own flesh and blood. The Imam had to accept his wish. This was a gift to God from Hussein alayhi salam, as Ismail was from Ibrahim. He then entered the battlefield. One of the enemy forces targeted him with an arrow and shot him down from his horse. His cry became loud. "Farewell, dear father. Grandfather, the messenger gives you his regards, saying, hurry up and return, my son Hussein." Imam Hussein rushed to the direction of the voice and found his son lying on the ground. He placed his face on the face of Ali Akbar. Hussein started to cry. Zainab al-Kubra hurried out of the camp and shouted, "Oh, my brother." Imam Hussein returned Hazrat Zainab to the camp and said, "O youngsters of Bani Hashim, come and bring Ali back to the camp."
علی اکبر به اجازت ز پدر خواهشمند، صبر از این بیش ندارم، چه کنم تا کی و چند. جان به رقص آمده از آتش غیرت، چو سپند بوسه ای بر لب خشکم بزنی چشمه قند. دستی اندر خم زلفی که چنین پیچان است، امشبی را شهدین در حرمش مهمان است.